Welcome to The Mindful Dog Parent, the podcast for overwhelmed and anxious dog owners who are doing their best but still feel like they're getting it all wrong. I'm Sian, a trauma-informed coach and ethical dog trainer. I created this podcast because dog parenting isn't always cute reels and perfect walks. Sometimes it's tears after training, guilt in the quiet moments, or just feeling like you're the only one struggling. If you've ever said, I love my dog, but this is really hard, you're in the right place. Each week, I'll bring you calm, compassionate guidance to help you build confidence, regulate your emotions, and reconnect with your dog, even when things feel messy. Because you're not failing, you're just overwhelmed, and you don't have to figure this out on your own. If you've ever said something like, I love my dog, but this is really hard, you're not alone. Maybe you've cried after a walk, questioned whether you're doing everything wrong, or just felt completely overwhelmed by the emotional load of dog parenting. I get it, and the stories that I'm going to share with you in the podcast episodes as we go through will definitely confirm that I do get it. The Mindful Dog Parent podcast is here for you. In this first episode, I wanted to share the story behind this podcast in the first place. Why does it even exist? What you can expect from it and how it can support you, especially if you're feeling anxious or burnt out or you're stuck in the cycles of guilt and self-doubt. So let's start at the beginning. I'm Sian. I'm a trauma-informed coach and I'm an ethical dog trainer. But before all of that even existed, I was a dog mum struggling behind the scenes. I remember bringing my dog home and thinking, what have I done? I was exhausted, I second-guessed every decision, I thought I was ruining it, and you'll hear me talk a lot about Bonnie through the stories, and I have plenty of them in the podcast episodes that I'm going to share with you. We adopted her as a teenage dog about 9-ish years ago now, and we had no background about her. She was actually quite poorly just before we bought a home, and she started to get better when we bought a home. Thankfully, she recovered really well and has not been ill since. So her behaviour started to change as she got more comfortable living with us. And we had another dog at the time, Maisie, and I'll share some stories about her as well. There was some friction there. We weren't sure if they were going to get on properly. The first meeting that they had was absolutely fine and dandy. And Maisie had dog friends as well with the dog walker that she had back in the day. But Bonnie was a different kettle of fish completely. I was brought up around dogs. I'd grown up with them. I'd lived with them from pretty much when I was born. I'd got family members. I was lucky enough to have a family full of dogs. So when you have that, you think, I'm going to do okay here. I know what I'm doing. I've got this network around me and all the things, but it just didn't work out like that. I'd be scrolling online and seeing these perfect dogs doing perfect recall while their humans looked like they'd got it all figured out. And I'd just be there sitting on the floor, sometimes crying because I couldn't even get through a walk without feeling like a failure. I felt guilty. I definitely felt embarrassed and I did feel quite alone through it all. And the hardest part was that I didn't want to tell anyone because I was supposed to be good at this. I've just shared. I'd got all that experience growing up with dogs. Bonnie was my second dog as an adult and just did not work out in the same way as it did with Maisie. So eventually I realised that the things I needed most wasn't another training tip. It was emotional support. I needed someone to say, you're not broken, you're just overwhelmed, and it's okay to need help. And that is exactly why I started The Mindful Dog Parent. It's not just to talk about dog training. Yes, we're going to be talking about that and putting tips and hints in here, but it's also to talk about you. This podcast's for you if you love your dog deeply, but sometimes feel like you're failing them. Maybe your dog's reactive, maybe you've just bought a new puppy home and it's not anything like you imagined. Maybe you're emotionally exhausted, comparing yourself to every other dog parent you see online and quietly thinking, what is wrong with me? You are not doing it wrong, I want to clarify that straight away. You are just overwhelmed and you don't have to go through it alone. So every week, I'm going to be here with gentle, shame-free solo episodes to support you emotionally and practically. We are going to cover things like dog parent guilt and burnout, why training feels impossible when you're anxious, nervous system regulation and emotional reactivity for you and your dog, how to reconnect with your dog when things feel messy, and practical tools that don't overwhelm you but meet you where you're at. And I think that's a big point. Meeting you where you are at is a big part of this. And a lot of my clients that I work with, I try and meet them where they're at. And that helps to motivate and build progression more. You're also going to hear from the occasional guest expert on topics like dog parent burnout. So we've got Amber, who is a vet based over in Florida, joining me on an episode that we've already recorded, but that's going to be coming up soon. We're going to be talking through trauma-informed care with some of the guest experts and the emotional side of life with dogs, just being a dog parent, those general things that we feel as part of being a dog parent. So if you're ready to take the pressure off, feel a bit more grounded and reconnect with your dog from a place of calm and compassion, please follow the show so you don't miss an episode. And if you found this resonated, please share it with another dog parent who needs to hear it too. Even if they're not sharing with you how they feel, just like I felt I couldn't do at the time with Bonnie, another dog parent is going to need what we are sharing and talking about. You can find all the links and the show notes at the website. So that is lavendergardenanimalservices.co.uk/podcast. And I just want to say thank you so much for being here. This is just the beginning. Thanks so much for tuning in to The Mindful Dog Parent. If this episode gave you something to think about, or it just made you feel a little less alone, I would love it if you followed the show and shared it with another dog parent who needs it. You'll find all the links and resources mentioned in the show notes at lavendergardenanimalservices.co.uk/podcast. And I would love to stay in touch, so head there if you want to explore more ways to work with me or get support.